in southern Illinois from St. Louis TV station KTVI. Chris Renier was reporting for, well, a Nexstar affiliate down there, and he joins us now on WGN. Chris, thanks for giving us some of your time. I know you've had a long morning. How are you today?
Doing well, John. How about yourself?
Good. What did you see? Do you went over towards Edwardsville, did you?
Yeah, I was here on Saturday morning, shortly after the tornado came through Friday night, and I've been here again this morning. The devastation, the damage is immense. Most of this warehouse, a major part of it at least, is simply gone, just wiped out from this tornado. I was just speaking with an Amazon PR person. This is an Amazon warehouse here. I was just speaking with an Amazon PR person shortly before we came on the air here, and he was telling me that the best they could tell that the tornado came down in the parking lot of the warehouse here and just ripped part of the warehouse apart. There apparently was tornado sirens going off before the twister actually hit, but the amount of time before is still kind of up in the air. We heard 11 minutes over the weekend. Now Amazon this morning wasn't so sure about that 11-minute time frame. So I think the bottom line here is that this tornado comes down in the parking lot, as I understand it now, from Amazon, and then just tears apart this building. Workers and managers were trying to get everyone into these two shelter-in-place areas inside the warehouse. But the problem with that is that there's no basement here. And anyone who lives in tornado-prone areas knows that if you're in a house with no basement, you could be in trouble because you're going to be on the main floor. And that's what happened to these people. So as this warehouse collapsed in with all of this devastation and all of this debris flying all over the place, you can only imagine what that was like trying to shelter on the main floor as this tornado was tearing it all apart.
It was first described as a mass casualty event, half a dozen deaths. And I was wondering how it is that in this modern age, with as much warning as we have, that people in a modern facility are so exposed. I wonder if it was from the collapsing roof and structure, or maybe they were just hit by flying debris once the side of the building was torn away.
It's all good questions, and some of those are still unanswered. The latest release from the coroner's office here in this county, Madison County, doesn't specifically detail causes of death. Amazon spokesperson, literally a minute before we came on with you, updated some numbers for me. 46 total workers in that building when this happened. 39 were what are called contract workers for Amazon. In other words, they work for third parties because this was a delivery station where they pick up loads.
Right.
7 were Amazon workers themselves. So basically you had 4 dozen workers in that building trying to shelter as this roof and everything else is getting ripped off all around them. So there could have been any number of challenges there. I heard it come out as a mass casualty incident initially. I was at another function away from the station, but I started looking at my phone and thinking, oh my goodness, because, you know, we're fairly familiar with the industrial parks around here. And, you know, this can be a pretty dangerous place when these twisters come through. It's open land. There's not a lot of hills here to stop these, you know, the twisters as they come down. And it just sounds like those people didn't have a lot of area to go to besides just sheltering perhaps in a hallway in the warehouse and just trying to ride it out.
One of the tornadoes, maybe the longest in history, certainly for the month of December, a 227-mile track. That wasn't the Edwardsville tornado, as I understand it. But I'm trying to resist. Chris Renier is on a phone line, KTVI reporter, a Nexstar affiliate in St. Louis. Edwardsville, of course, a suburb of St. Louis. And I'm trying to resist the impulse to be angry at Amazon because I know that they're pressed. It's December. They work people really hard. We understand there, but why didn't they get them to shelter sooner? How did they not know that conditions were ripe for this and better protect these people?
It's a good question, and I think Amazon is sensitive to it. They had a spokesperson out here yesterday talking about, you know, reaching out to families, trying to be sensitive to the horrible tragedy that all of these people are going through. But I also think it's a legitimate question. We were speaking about the severe potential on that day last Friday for some time before this came. Early in the week, you know how this goes, Tommy. Earlier in the week, you can start to kind of look at the weather events coming. And then Friday morning, for those of us like yourself, like me, who have lived in this part of the country for a long time, you know how you just kind of feel it in the air?
Yeah.
You kind of feel these things building. And I actually mentioned to my wife earlier that day, I'm like, this does not feel like it should feel in December. I think that the severe weather is a cause for concern today. And I do think that's going to have to be a question that Amazon is going to have to address more thoroughly, perhaps later today or at the very least in the days to come, because it's not like this was sudden. Mm-hmm. This was predicted. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're never going to be able to predict an EF3 tornado, you know, falling on the building. But I think it's legitimate to ask, should you have had people in a warehouse with no basement knowing that these storms were coming? Whether or not we had enough warning or not, you're never going to have enough warning for a tornado, you know, when it comes down your block.
But I think we all hate to Monday morning quarterback these sorts of things. Of course they would not have done that had they known, but you need to be extraordinarily cautious if you are responsible for other people's care. Chris Renier, KTVI. Chris, I'm out of time, and I know you've had a long day. Maybe we can catch up later this week.
I'm happy to do it whenever you need me, John.
That's Chris Renier from KTVI in St. Louis reporting in Edwardsville.